How do you balance civil liberties and security in a war on terror and the war in Iraq? A human rights professor at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, Michael Ignatieff, has an article in yesterday's New York Times magazine. Madeline Brand spoke with him about his piece, Lesser Evils.
Now, you say in your article that we need a tough counterintelligence service, but that we don't want it out of control, bribing, bugging, and assassinating. But really, how feasible is it to have both? How feasible is it to have the best of both worlds, where you have high security and also high respect for civil liberties?
Well, I think we do have to take the war to the enemy. They have brought the war to us. I don't think, you know, President Bush's talk about war is fanciful. I think war was declared on the United States in the 1980s by a very small group of Islamic fanatics. And we can't beat them unless we can infiltrate their cells. And occasionally, when we have reliable targeting information, capture them, interrogate them, and bring them to justice. And where we can't capture them safely, except at undue risk to American operators, we have to consider the question of assassinating them. The way to control it, which is your question, is we have to make sure that this is according to presidential directive, as a last resort, when no feasible means of capture are possible, and it has to be under essentially political control.
As we, as a society, don't we just not want to know and just have it taken care of in some dark room and just enjoy the results?
That's very well put. I think that's exactly what the public feels, and I think that's what's exactly wrong. You know, the war on terrorism is too important to be left to the Secret Army and to Dick Cheney and President Bush. I think we need a national debate about how far we're prepared to go. It's not good enough, frankly, for us to say, oh, just let them get on and do whatever they have to do behind our backs, because the reality is they're doing it in our name.
What lines should be crossed, do you think?
I think I've crossed one, which is this business of assassination. I just can't see any way in which it wouldn't have been a good idea to either try to capture Osama bin Laden, or if we'd got him in Tora Bora and he wouldn't surrender, to kill him. Then the question is how you control it, because we don't want the CIA walking around the world killing anybody it sees fit. The CIA did a lot of harm in Vietnam and did American prestige a lot of harm. So we can cross the line on assassination provided we keep it under clear executive political control, provided there's congressional scrutiny, provided there are clear presidential directives that the CIA cannot cross. But I would not cross the line on torture. Those, how I would draw the line. But many others would say, in for a penny, in for a pound. If we're at war, we've got to take all necessary means. Another place where I would draw the line and draw it more tightly than the Bush administration has to do with the detention of suspects. If you include Guantanamo, everybody at the Baghdad airport, everybody in Bagram, Afghanistan, Diego Garcia, and God knows what other detention centers we've got. We may have as many as 10,000 people under American control in detention facilities. And I think there's a real risk of abuse, things happening that would disgrace the United States, unless we have a procedure by which these detainees have access to some form of judicial review of their detention, some kind of inspection that makes sure they're not getting knocked around. And we have to remember historically, some of your older listeners may recall that we detained over 100,000 perfectly honest, respectable, good-standing Japanese citizens between 1942 and 45, and interned them in detention camps in the United States. We've got to learn from these mistakes in the past and not make them in the future. The only thing I can say is we just have to study our history.
Michael Ignatieff teaches human rights at Harvard's Kennedy School. His article, Lesser Evils, was in yesterday's New York Times Magazine, and it was adapted from his book of the same name. Michael Ignatieff, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
That interview by Day to Day's Madeline Brandt.